How y'all doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm excited, man.
Pretty good.
Congratulations. It couldn't have been that big of a surprise to you, but just what was your reaction when Coach Day told you you're going to be the starting quarterback?
Of course, I was excited. Just want to thank all the other quarterbacks in the room, Coach Yershus, Corey, Coach Day filled me out, and all of my teammates for getting to the point where I am now. So it's a great honor being named the starting quarterback at such a prestigious university. So I'm definitely excited.
What are some of the biggest improvements you've made, Justin, since you arrived back in January?
Really, I feel like I've improved a lot, like overall, just every part of my game. I mean, I feel way more comfortable than in the spring, and I think all of my teammates see that. Coach Day definitely sees it, so I just feel more comfortable with the playbook and more comfortable in the pocket. So I'm excited for this upcoming season.
Justin, there was all this talk about you needed to earn it in camp, and you seemed okay with the competition all along.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a moment in the last week or so where you felt like you had done that, where you had earned the job and you felt different?
It's really just like I'm not trying to do anything special. We have a plan to win, and we go over it pretty much every team meeting. So just doing my job and taking care of the football. I was just practicing on that and just doing all of the things right. The offense and just trying to become a leader for the team.
What have you gotten better at?
As I said, just like all of the aspects of the game, just staying in the pocket, going through the reads quicker, and just the playbook down. So when you kind of get in the playbook, you can play faster and the game kind of slows down, and instead of reacting, you kind of anticipate what's going to happen. So just me getting the playbook down has definitely helped me a lot.
Hey, Justin, when you pictured getting the starting job, did you picture that it was going to be more than just he's going to take the first snap and we'll go from there? I mean, what is your mindset right now in terms of keeping that job? It seems like there's still more evaluation to be had, and I didn't know if that changed anything in your mindset?
No, not really. It doesn't change my mindset at all. As I said, just going out there doing my job and just leading the team and kind of do whatever the team needs me to help win. So just going out there, taking care of the ball, making smart decisions. That's kind of my mindset going out there.
Justin, when you got here, it seemed like when you came here, it seemed like you probably envisioned that you would eventually become the starter.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, with the competition, you embraced that. But when did you feel like you truly were a starter?
I mean, when did I feel I was truly a starter? You really can't look at yourself as a starter. You kind of have to look at it as yourself that you're not the starter. So you kind of keep working. And we watched this video the other day. I forgot the guy's name, but he's the tough guy in the world. He put himself that he's weak in the mind. So he just kept training himself. And that's what I kind of tell myself, that I'm not there yet. I'm not where I need to be, so I can just continue to keep working and just getting better every day.
Well, you're obviously a talented guy, but coming in, you just got here January. The expectations here are so high. You're just trying to serve all kinds of records. How are you going to kind of handle the fact that there probably will be growing pains, and you're going to get criticized, and that's just what's going to happen? How do you kind of deal with that?
You just kind of shut that out and just worry about the team. Coach Day also talked about in one of the team meetings how the team shouldn't look at the outside voices, because we're the guys on the field actually playing, so we're the only ones that completely know what's going on. So I'm just going to go about it as just doing my best on the field and just making the smartest decisions and just trying to help the team win.
And you said they're having ups and downs in camp. What are the things that you feel like you still really do have to improve?
I mean, I feel like, of course, I have to improve on everything, really. I'm not where I need to be, and I definitely think I have a long way to go. So I'm just going to just try to improve all aspects of my game.
Justin, when you were in high school, you got named starting quarterback. How long did it take you to go from being the starting quarterback to, like, playing your game, if you follow my drift? You had to do what the coaches wanted you to do, the basics and stuff. When did you feel like you sort of, like, evolved into that guy of just – playmate?
We kind of switched off, but my junior year was probably the first game. That's kind of when I kind of just overtook the team, and I think I had a pretty good game that year. I mean, pretty good game that game. So it was probably just the start of the season.
And what has this exercise been? Has it been sort of like proving yourself in high school all over again, that you deserve the job? But have you really shown your game yet, I guess, you know?
It's way different from high school. I mean, high school you're kind of above everyone else. I mean, just talent wise. So everyone at this level has talent. So we have to do something else to I guess, beat them out on the field, because when we play a team that's equally talented as us, we have to beat them in the mind. So we have to just keep training our minds and bodies and just go about it that way.
Did you feel it come together this past week? Coach Day said you had a pretty good week, mm-hmm. you know, after the first scrimmage kind of thing. What did you feel just kind of come together for you?
I just got more consistent, and Coach Day has really emphasized just taking care of the ball. And I've watched a lot of film, and just getting in the film room with Coach Day, Coach Shearsers, and Corey, they've helped me out a lot. So just doing that, taking, I guess, the conversations from the film room to the field has really helped me a lot. So
just in the conversation, like when you were going to worry about.
We talked about it earlier today, and he just said there's a lot of expectation for it, and of course I know that. And he just said I was starting quarterback pretty much. I mean, there wasn't much to add about that. He just said keep doing what I'm doing and just keep improving every day.
Just like you and Coach Day can kind of relate a little. Both of you are stepping into positions where people are going to be highly critical of you just because of the name on your chest, and mm-hmm. also because of who you were before you got here. Can you guys kind of relate?
I mean, I think we both have something to prove. This team has something to prove. So we're definitely working hard every day to just get better and just focus on us right now.
Justin, mm-hmm. we all kind of assumed you being starting from the
bench. Us today felt like a non-event. Mm-hmm. Is that how it felt to you, or does it feel like a milestone reach or a hurdle jump or something like that?
Well, like, me as a person, I wasn't worried about the starter, like going through practices. I was just worried about just getting better every day. So, of course, it is an honor, and I'm definitely happy about being officially named the starter. But it really wasn't just on my mind, kind of like every day, like, oh, I'm just trying to be named the starter right now. But so I'm happy.
It just doesn't seem like something you quite know about. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I mean. I do take most of the reps with the one, so I mean it's not as surprising, but just to be officially named the starter is a blessing, and I'm definitely happy.
Justin, I was asking Coach
Day. Did I call home? I just talked to my mom and my dad, so yeah.
I was asking Coach Day about you running the ball, mm-hmm. and saying just the different kind of runs you might be called on, you know, this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe you bounce outside, you get out of bounds, maybe yeah. you have to go between the tackles and lower your shoulders at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
When you need to know when to slide, that kind of thing. Just that process for you. How have you worked on that this preseason? You know you can be an effective runner, but like running effectively, but also maybe running smartly.
I mean, it's kind of hard to work on it during practice because I know the defense can't hit me. So just when the season comes, just be able to just slide and just make smart decisions when those times come. It's definitely just going to be I guess a change for me, because last year I was just trying to get everything, I guess, and just try to make a play on every play. So I definitely have to be smarter this year.
And I was asking, that's interesting to me, because you have this experience at Georgia, but mm-hmm. it really is a different kind of experience than what you're going to do here. How much has what you did at Georgia, has that helped you at all here, or is this just so new that it's like starting over?
It's definitely helped me a lot, and just kind of starting there, you know, from high school to college is a big transition, so just kind of getting that foundation there and learn from all the guys at Georgia has helped me a lot here.
But when you went into games last year at Georgia, basically you just said this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, I'm
yeah,
in to make a play.
I mean, yeah.
I gotta get every yard.
Because I didn't get a lot of opportunities at Georgia, but I felt like every time I had to go in, I was trying to show the coach what I could do and just try to make a play. Really.
Not that you take it easy or anything. Mm-hmm. Now you're the starting quarterback.
So I just have to be smarter.
There's going to be times where that half yard might mm-hmm. not be worth it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sir.
Do you have a preference on how much you'd want to run?
No, not really. Just however much I need to win the game.
Justin, Coach Day said that one of the things he needed to see from you in these recent weeks and months was being assertive as a leader and coming in and sort mm-hmm. of taking charge on the field. Was that something you were aware of mm-hmm. from day one? That you and that can be tough to do as a transfer. Just kind of how did you do that from?
So Coach Day he just talks to us daily on what we need to improve and kind of where we need to get better at in all different aspects on the field. But I definitely feel like the offense looks to me as a leader now, and I've definitely gotten more comfortable talking to the whole team and just trying to lead all those guys.
You talked a lot about the confidence that the whole team kind of has in you now. Did mm-hmm. you feel like that was an important
thing to sort of establish and mm-hmm. this team to be successful?
I mean, yeah. I think for us to be successful, but all the guys on offense, all the guys on defense are going to have to trust me. So that's kind of was my goal. And well, one of my goals in the offseason is to just get all those guys to trust me.
Hey, last two questions. Ryan Day did when he got the job here was go get you.
Mm-hmm.
This is his first season as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You two kind of like are tied together a little bit. Like yeah. Your performance is going to be directly tied to how he performs as a coach in his first year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just wondering if you've kind of ever given it any thought of like you're Ryan Day's guy, you're the guy that he brought in, and just being in this position now is just kind of like the next step in that whole process of taking, basically putting a lot on your shoulders for yeah. success.
I haven't really thought of it like that, but I mean, of course, some people do, but my main thought is just, you know, just go out there and do the best I can and do whatever I need to just help the team to win and just help the team as much as possible, really. So Chuck, that's kind of my mind.
You've been very unassuming in terms of, you know, didn't expect the job to be yours. They're handed to you. You've been humble throughout this process. How much of you, at least internally, is like, okay, I've got my chance. I'm going to show what I can do. Just how good do you think you can be?
I think this just goes for anybody. I think people can do whatever they want to if they just discipline themselves and do what it, I guess do what you need to do to really do it. Because I mean, some people have the potential to be great and they just don't take advantage of it. So I think if you just do what you need to do and be disciplined and do the things that you don't like to do, then you'll eventually get to where you want to go.
Is there any doubt in your mind that you're going to be a great player?
Is there any doubt in my mind? I mean, I definitely have the potential to be a great player, and God has blessed me with a lot of ability. So I definitely think I can be a great player.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.